Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I bet Raven was still wishing that song was still playing and she was roller skating and ice skating with Nick.
Yep, as Raven would say, I know.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls.
I'm Courtney from LA.
And this is Mary from the Bay. This week we are so excited because The Bachelor is over.
Oh my God, finally. Amen. I was really excited for this season.
Total bust.
This is
like every season. Like Bachelor Nation is so committed, but you end the season, you're like, that was such a waste of my time. And they're so shameless. They're like, yeah, so tonight's the 3-hour finale. It's like, why am I wasting 3 hours of my life? But I do.
I was going to say, but did we watch every moment? Yeah, we did.
Thank God for DVR. Thank God. The best invention of the world.
Thank God. Speaking of Bachelor and then like our worlds colliding here, did you hear that Jax and Nick Viall were at a party and they got into a fight?
I mean, is this shocking? Two guys over 35 that are reality stars fighting?
It just seems so interesting that it's like them like just thinking that their shit don't stink kind of thing. And they have this air about them. And apparently Jax was like wanting to take a photo with Nick. And Nick was like, not about the photo op. And Jax was like, I don't even know who you are. You're the Bachelor. I'm like, Jax, that's, oh God, Jax, you're saying you don't know, but you know he's the Bachelor. And, you know, and he's like.
Meanwhile, Jax like, can you hook me up with the producers?
Yeah. He's like, oh, like Diff Eyewear hasn't come to and asked me to promote them yet. Can you hook it up? He's like, what about the polished jet? Can I model on your website?
We also, I heard this week that January Jones, like Mad Men megastar,
right,
said that she would consider doing The Bachelor.
Okay, January Jones is so boring.
Well, she's weird. She clearly had a baby with a married man, and that's why she won't reveal who baby's daddy is.
Is that what? Oh, that's juicy.
I mean, come on.
I didn't give her that much thought.
Oh, I really was into Betty Draper.
Oh, I never watched Mad Men, and I just
John Hamm. That's, oh my gosh. Okay, my, like, on my list, like, Ben Affleck, John Hamm, top two, hands down. And wait, Ben Affleck this week.
Mary, I'm so glad we're on the same page about how much we love Ben Affleck. Because he admits he comes out of rehab and I'm like, I just want to hug you and hold you. Pet your little head, take care of you, rock you back and forth and put you to sleep.
Well, I noticed at the Oscars, he looked a little puffy. His face looks really puffy.
But you didn't want to make any. You didn't want to make any assumptions.
Well, I thought he was like really boozing a lot.
Oh, you did think that. Okay,
but that was only a couple weeks ago. So I'm like, when was this rehab?
It was after Oscar week. After the Oscars, he must have just checked right in right after. Went to the Vanity Fair party, got boozed up, and then was like, "Take me to Promises."
Get me to Malibu.
Well, you know, that's where he completed his first rehab stint back in like 2001 or something. I need to stop reading People magazine articles.
No, but okay. But then, okay, the Oscars was like 3 weeks ago. So he didn't even do the full 30-day treatment then.
Well, he's just such a star that he managed to complete 30 days within 20. He went on the like Hollywood special, which is like, oh, we'll get you out sooner so you can go direct your next movie. What do you think about him in his statement, though, calling Jen a co-parent and not... I thought they were trying to get their relationship back on track.
No, I think there might be some confusion here. Okay. Because I think she was probably like, you got to go to rehab or else mm-hmm. you can't see the kids. And everyone were like, oh, no, they're working it out. But like, clearly he's just an alcoholic.
Well, you win some, you lose some.
It always makes me so sad when celebrities go to rehab. I'm like, oh, we're never going to get to share a drink together.
Well, he'll be back on the booze in a few years because he's okay with asking for help. I love Ben, though. He was always my favorite of the Ben Matt trio.
Well, he had a couple of like pretty big bombs this year, like Live by Night, or is it Live by Night?
I didn't see it. I don't know.
Nobody did.
Batman vs Superman? I heard that was a hit. Just kidding. I didn't see that either.
Oh, I saw it. I think I bought it on my TV so I could watch it.
Just to freeze frame it when it shows him in his suit with the outline of the abs.
You know, I like to play music videos before I go out and watch Ben Affleck.
So you put the music videos on for the sound and then Ben Affleck on in the background?
Okay. And drink my La Crema.
Oh, man. It's like, why are we single? Anyways. Okay. We also learned that Megan Edmonds is definitely back in Orange County taping now.
So word on the street is that they've been filming for a season and it's like not all connecting. So they're like, great, Megan, we kind of need you back.
Oh, it's like what they did with Alexis Bellino.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think she needs to be there anyways, because who's like the new, like Lydia, that's like the same age. Like they need, you know, they need people to be in the median of like.
Sorry, I don't want to watch a new mom on TV.
Okay, well. I guess you won't be tuning in.
Well, I'm not minding Dorit. I'm not minding Dorit.
Dorit, every week I can't decide with heads or tails. I was loving her, and then she tried to come for Erica this week, and I'm like, enough.
Yeah.
Okay. But
we're digressing.
Yes, we are. Okay, because we have so many shows to go through this week, we're not going to go through Keeping Up with the Kardashians in full. And I have to say, I did not watch it, but Mary's here with our little scoop of what happened this week, just to go over so when we talk about it next week, you guys aren't all lost.
Well, this week, let me tell you, the first 2 minutes, I did get goosebumps. I really love this family, and it's kind of disgusting that I like them so much because they're not...
Didn't you change your middle name to Kardashian?
I would date Rob if I could be a Kardashian. I would do it. And you know what? I would get skinny for him and we would get skinny together.
Oh my God, Mary.
I told you once how I had a dream about him, how I helped him get skinny, right?
This is new information. Please tell us your dream. That was a snort. That was a snort.
This dream that I helped him like lose 50 pounds. Like I got really sad for him. Like he went to USC. He had a few.
Do you have a connection to USC? You went to San Diego State.
No, like, but he was smart and he had a good potential. And now he's just so.
And then he ate it all away. All that potential just eaten up. Okay, so
I got chills like the first 2 minutes. I got so excited about the season. But
nothing happened in the first 2 minutes? You just got chills at their back?
No. They did like a whole like montage of everyone and what's going to happen this season. And then they launch into the episode. The episode is terrible. It's all about the Dash stores, how they're not working out and how they have to close down New York. But
wait, so you mean Dash Dolls didn't take off?
And they decided to keep it for sentimental reasons when they could have sold it to a department store.
Okay. And what was the sentiment?
Because it was like their first business. Remember, I mean, like, remember back in the day in Calabasas and they had the baby store next to each other? And
that's
like,
probably where they found out where all those salads are from. You know, the salads they're always eating at home. It's probably next door
to plastic bowl salads. Exactly.
Yes.
I've Googled those salads before.
They don't Postmates to San Francisco.
they like the Chinese chicken.
I can't even be weirded out because I know way too many awkward situations and like details about people I don't know as well.
Okay, I'm looking forward to. So Chloe like tells Kim like she doesn't have a boyfriend, but then all these pictures come out with her in Cabo with Tristan Thompson and blah blah blah.
That's the basketball player she's with. She has a thing for sports stars, huh?
And black guys. But anyways, I look forward to next week because Kim is going to talk all about the Paris robbery, who I think people didn't take very seriously, and it's a pretty scary situation.
It does seem pretty scary. Okay, that'll be a good one to talk over and really, you know, work through the emotions and feel it out.
Like sometimes you're going to get the chills again? Watching the Kardashians. Sometimes I like cry watching the Kardashians. I feel very connected to them.
Huh? Must be that Armenian in you.
For those Mary that Catherine don't know, Mary. Mahoney.
She's about as white Irish as they come.
I'm excited for Friday. We don't have work.
Your school canceled work for St. Patrick's Day?
Yeah. And because the children find out high schools and they don't want them talking about it at school. Okay. Bachelor Nation.
Okay. Bachelor Nation. Okay. I have to be honest, like the entire 2-hour finale didn't care. The entire time.
Yeah,
go ahead.
I like knew. I was like, wow, Raven's so confident she's going to lose.
Oh,
like
for
that's
sure.
What they do.
The editors always do that. They make you think like, "Oh, Vanessa and Nick, like they're always fighting. It'll never work out. She has too many qualms about what they're going to do in the future and like it's perfect with Raven." And it's like, "No."
Yeah. No, but I do think that Nick, okay, like he picked Vanessa because he is a masochist, because she's a psycho. And like, what were they even already fighting about in this Bachelor atmosphere? I have no idea.
I think I don't. It's like, can we be honest? Do we even really like want to talk about the actual episode, or do we want to just focus on after the final rose? Because that's like where it really went down.
I know. Okay. My favorite quote was from Sean Lowe, past Bachelor. Mm-hmm. He tweeted that he's like, we're gonna all see Nick in Paradise because they are
so
already fighting, awkward.
I have this theory, and okay, I think it's all part of Nick's brand of being the victim. I think he's somehow gonna work it out that Vanessa breaks up with him so that he's like left alone again. Like he proposed 3 times, or you know, we see Neil Lane 4 times and he still can't find a girl. And I think that's going to like perpetuate his brand. And I think that's what's going to, you know, continue his making money doing reality shows. He'll be on Freeform with the twins sooner than later.
Absolutely. Or a VH1 like Flava Flav situation.
Nah, I wouldn't go with that because, you know, he was like on The Bachelor.
He was?
Yeah, I know. You would never know. But yeah, okay. So,
I have another theory.
Okay.
That she does not want him on Dancing with the Stars.
Oh,
like,
not
that show
at
is
all.
Sexual. I mean, marriages have happened from that show with partners. I mean, those partners, I think they all bang it out.
Well, his is like in Vanessa's defense, though, or not, PETA. I guess not defense, but PETA is married to Max.
Right. So, no, I don't think they're married. I think they just had a baby.
Oh, whatever. It's
who gets married anymore?
Yeah, it's the millennium. Oh, okay. But so I feel like she probably is like feeling a little bit better about that. Like, okay, he's not going to fall in love with her. Or she's like at every practice, like a dance mom, just being like, 1, 2, 3, 4, too close. Back it up, 3 inches apart.
Like middle school dances. Let's get out the ruler, guys.
She's like, arms above the hips, arms above the hips. I could totally see her being like that. Also, what did you send me? Did you send me that text about her IMDb page?
No.
Okay. Must have been somebody else.
I knew she was a reporter.
No,
in Canada.
Why don't you Google while I'm telling you this? Google her IMDb page. So okay. Now, apparently, I don't know who runs her IMDb page, but I'm going to assume it's her. She has now listed on her page that she was on The Bachelor in like 12 episodes. And has also listed herself as self on the Jimmy Kimmel show.
The Jimmy Kimmel was kind of weird too. He kept on like the whole time rubbing her. What's this body part I'm pointing to?
The clavicle? The shoulder?
No, the shoulder. Oh, but he just was like creepily rubbing her shoulder
with
the whole time.
With one finger like you're doing? Or you're just...
Yeah.
Doing,
it, oh, okay. No, that's what was going down. It was weird.
It just was like he was more excited to talk about Dancing with the Stars than he was to talk about their relationship. Their whole relationship, it was like he was setting it up to have failure. Like, we don't know each other. We're just getting to know each other. Maybe she's moving to LA. Her visa won't be approved. It's like, what?
Raven's probably like, thank
she's God. Like dodged a bullet, headed to paradise, which I love.
I'm excited that was confirmed. She'll be in paradise
apparently. Remember James Taylor, which I know you do because you're obsessed with him.
I'm like, I follow him on Instagram. Yeah, of course. I'm familiar.
Is he following our Instagram?
Well, we had a breakthrough this week on our Instagram.
We did have a breakthrough. We're quite famous now, everybody.
I mean, we have 71 followers.
Whoa.
And
uh-huh.
We got 105 likes on one photo.
Wait, Mary, as I'm checking our Instagram right now, we have 73 followers.
Oh my gosh. Well, you can find us at TWOJE. Uh-huh. UDGEY girls. GIRLS.
Thank you so much. Your spelling is getting better by the week, by the way. You're killing
it. Thank you.
Yes, we posted a photo the other day and it got so many likes and so many comments, and we don't know any of these people, which is lovely.
We're excited.
Maybe we're on the Discover page. Guys.
New friends.
Yeah. Discover us, okay?
Okay, anything back else to say about Batch?
They're not going to make it. Oh, let's talk about Rachel, though.
Oh, my gosh.
We almost forgot.
That was terrible. Okay. That was so bad.
So I read this, like, BuzzFeed article where they, of course, it's like, you know, everybody's very sensitive these days. And they're like, oh, wow, look, they're making a woman do something she doesn't want to do, you know, with meeting the guys. And I'm like, can we not do this? That girl signed up for this. She better be excited as shit because her
that
weave looks amazing. Her
true.
Outfit yeah. choices are on point. Like, she has come from a 5-6. She's like a 9-10 now.
She does. I hope she gets a little Invisalign in between the filming.
I hope she gets. I think she's going to get a boob job too.
Mm. Things to look forward to.
Boob Watch 2017.
Okay, but yeah. Those guys coming out were so awkward because it wasn't like they didn't know where to go. They didn't know how long to
stay. I was like, did
they
like surprise them too? Were they telling them, they're like, oh, you're just going to go in for some press. You're on live TV.
Like the studio audience was like, all like, what's going on? Like,
okay,
it was
how
so,
pissed?
Like it needed to be private.
How pissed would you be if you were part of the studio audience that they set that backdrop in front of and you're like,
I was thinking that too.
Like I've been here I've been here for 6 hours. And you're gonna put this backdrop in front of me? Like, no. But I thought it was funny. Okay, the guy that was like, "Once you go black, you never go back." I'm like, "You're not making this. You're not making it past night one."
I know that was.
But
bad.
I loved Eric from Baltimore. He is gonna. I think he's getting the first impression. I think she's smitten with him. I love them dancing together.
Wait, the guys are totally gonna get mad. That they've already met her.
Do you think they'll meet her again in the from the limo, or do you think they'll just already be in the house?
I think the limo, they'll reopen because they don't – Bachelor doesn't know if everyone saw after
that's
the
true.
Rose.
That's true. And this is going to be an epic, historic season.
I wonder how many black guys will be on it.
I think –
we already saw 2 out of 4.
I think there's going to be 10 to 13.
Okay, I'll hold you to that number.
Yeah, okay. Remember this. Come back to me May 22nd.
10 to 13.
May 22nd, which is a very fast turnaround time, but that's when the new season starts. You bet your ass we'll be covering that because obviously we have to.
So another one of our shows ended this week.
And this I was actually very upset about.
Bye, Kyle Cook.
Kyle Cook, you. No more cookie. We already treasure you, and we miss you so much. R.I.P. to season one. It's the end of the road.
I keep on praying. I keep on praying every night for season two.
Listen, I have some insider scoop that they're looking for houses.
Oh, where'd you get that from?
Can't tell you. Paid good money to find out that info. Well,
okay, Christina is not coming back. She's like, you know that girl that started on Jersey Shore?
Angelina?
That left. Yeah, Angelina, and she left, like, right away, and then it became such a big thing. She was like, fuck, I should come back. And
yeah, she came back for season two.
And they were all like, you're the worst. Get out.
She's like, yeah. Like, she, like, freaked out. She was like, I hate you all. It's like, that's not the way to really, you know, get along. Also, wait, did you see that the Jersey Shore kids got together for, like...
I did see that.
Thank you for seeing that.
JWoww looked great. She had that cute little bob.
No, JWoww keeps thinking, like, that the glasses are her look. Like, she's like, I can't be slutty anymore, so now I need to wear glasses to prove I'm smart.
Everyone at school, if I don't wear my glasses now, they're like, why aren't you wearing your glasses today? I'm like...
Contacts. Are you like Jax? Is there actual prescription in those?
Yeah.
Okay, because you know Jax just wears the glasses to look smart. Well, like no prescription.
Kind of does both for me.
I can see and I'm a genius. Okay, back to Summer House anyways. But yes, the classy Jersey Shore, if you will. Okay, so... It was really strange because, okay, Carl shows up and, like, Lauren, like, jumps into his arms. And what is with people? Okay, Nick did this, too, with all the girls, too. What was going on? Like, what is with jumping into arms?
Have you ever seen a guy and ran into his arms and jumped on him and then he fell over?
Well, yeah, obviously. I also watched this video of 20 Dirty Dancing fails the other day. And this is just all I see when I see these people running. And I'm like, oh, God, you've had the time of your life.
I hate it when guys pick me up. I'm like, please put me down. Wait, and then all of a sudden, like, Carl's always like to Lauren, like, put all your weight on me. Put all your weight on me. I'm like, what?
Wait, Mary, I have to stop it here because we cannot have our plus size conversation again. We'll have to have another pod about that.
But why does he always say that to her?
Because she's clearly, she's like, and what is she doing? Like lifting a leg when she sits on him? Like, where is she like displacing the weight? He's like, just go ahead, put it all on me. And she's like, babe, oh God. It's like, oh my God, what is she doing? Like,
Carl, where's
Carl? Which she also had that tonight too. Carl's unfucked up tonight or last night or Monday night.
Okay, so they go over to the all white end of the summer party, which I would fit in great.
Yeah.
And that was like a totally fantastic scene. Rosé, mermaids, they took the hopper bus over. And that girl band, which caused a lot of ruckus, apparently.
It ended a friendship. The girl band ended a friendship. They were 15 years old and they were lip syncing, except that Kyle was adamant that they were not lip syncing. And he yelled at Christina. He yelled at Amanda.
Called them stupid and told them to shut it. And then they both walked off.
He was really
crying.
Into the band.
Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show starring Lisa Vanderpump, now on Hulu. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Roosevelt, a glamorous estate in the French countryside. Meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7 while dealing with rivalry, romance, and misadventures. As they try to provide a once-in-a-lifetime experience for their guests, the staff will need to meet Lisa's high standards, and not everybody has what it takes. You can watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu. I used to be one of those people who thought they didn't have time to prioritize wellness, but recently I came across Alo Moves and now my whole mindset has changed. This app makes it super easy to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place. There's yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, self-care tips, healthy recipes, and so much more. If you're a beginner or advanced, Alo Moves has the flow or class that will fit your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour, depending what I'm feeling that day.
day. If you're trying to get in a good sweat, they have award-winning workout classes like sweat-inducing yoga flows, HIIT classes, or reformer Pilates, with or without weights. And if you need a little bit of stress relief, try their meditations. They have affirmations, face yoga, dry brushing, journaling for those quiet moments. And you know what's just as important as fitness and nutrition? That's sleep. Ever since I watched The Art of Sleep on Allo Moves, I've been falling asleep faster and staying asleep longer. I've been going to bed at 9 o'clock and sleeping till 6 a.m. getting like the perfect 9 hours. I'm obsessed. I really recommend The Art of Sleeping on Allo Moves. Unlock your personal wellness routine with Allo Moves. Go to allomoves.com now and use code TJG for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's allomoves.com, code TJG. allomoves.com, code TJG.
Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10-minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10-minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listening to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or bike plus. You can do a rental at onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us.
You know what I don't miss at all? The vicious week before your period, when I felt like I was going to crawl out of my own skin. I was so irritable. My skin was constantly getting acne around the chin. My cravings were insane. I could have eaten my own hand if it was rolled in batter and deep fried. Don't get me started with the chocolate. But now it's easier to manage PMS with Estro Control. The way Estro Control works is it eases PMS in a really interesting way. So the ingredients help support the liver, and that's where our hormones get processed, especially estrogen. So when the estrogen isn't processed well in the liver, women start having PMS, spots on the skin, they get cravings, and feel low all of a sudden. You guys need to check out Estro Control. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire order at happymammoth.com. Just use code JUDGY at checkout. That's HAPPYMAMMOTH.com. Code JUDGY for 15% off your entire first order. You don't want to have to deal with PMS. Okay. Probably the funniest part of your drawers is your underwear section. Like there's no rhyme or reason. It is the wild, wild west of wardrobes. You have Christmas undies. You got some birthday undies. You have 5 different brands. You have ones with holes in them. You got your period ones. You guys, you got to throw them all out because now I started wearing me undies. These are buttery soft, built for comfort. My other pairs all have to go because me undies is all I reach for. They have styles for everyone. They have classics like all black. They have fun. I got these little shamrock runs. They have super fun expressive prints and they look good on everyone. They have sizes from extra small to 4XL and guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody. And it's not just underwear with MeUndies. They have a lounge collection, super comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. And they have this Move Me activewear collection, and it is the softest activewear on the market. Also, all their stuff is sustainably sourced materials, and they work with partners that take care of their workers. If you're not happy with your first pair of undies, it's on MeUndies. Guys, You can get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/TJG. That's MeUndies.com/TJG for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, their comfort from the outside in.
Both walk off crying. It's like 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
It's a lot of rosé. It's a rosé cry cry.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Carl and Lauren are like looking like they're a couple. They all like go back to the house. And then Amanda is like trying to keep up with the older kids. She's like a 25-year-old. She's like, I'm sick. And has to like go to bed. And Kyle's like, I want to go out with my friends, but I'm also trying to woo her back. What do I do? What does he do?
I'll go out with my friends.
Exactly.
He's like, this is my last summer. Are my last days of summer.
Yeah, you know, if he's like a Carol Radziwill, he might only have 20 good summers left.
Good reference.
Thank you.
Okay, so Carl and Lauren are kissing all night. They're having the best day of their lives. And then Lauren looks one way for 2 minutes and Carl is gone.
Gone.
Like, gone. That is so psycho.
That's so shady.
Oh, and he was shady. He comes back home in a cab at 5:23 in the morning with a friend, quote unquote.
We're all friends at 5:23 in the morning. There's no.
When you arrive home at 5:23 in the morning and there's someone with you, you literally lock them out of your house.
Yeah, no.
Because nobody should come home with you at 5:23 in the morning.
It's like that, the anytime after, like, let's just say 1 a.m., right? You go from being like girlfriend, one word, to girl space friend. You were just a girl space friend after 1 a.m. That's what you are. And then he tries to like sneak him out, but then Steven's there to let him know. Nope, Steven? Not getting away with this.
Steven is a little
shade, right? Drinking tea. Well,
Steven, he totally acts like, oh, Carl and I are great friends. And then he's like, goes into the house and is like, well, guys, I just saw Carl outside with a girl.
No, Carl. Like, no, oh he God, loves Steve. Steven loves Carl so much. He doesn't want him to be in a relationship. He wants him for himself. So he does not want to see Lauren and him succeed.
But he throws him under the bus. You don't do that to your friend.
No, he and did then, it on like, purpose because he didn't want him to end up with Lauren.
Okay, okay. And then Kyle Cook's like, I am so thankful that Carl did this because I don't look like as big as a douche.
Yeah, right. Wait, also I love when Steven's just like eating popcorn in his head or
he's
in
like,
his
I am just watching this all through. Give me my skinny
and you
can top,
just see Lauren's eyes like bugging out of her face, just like, what? Carl? 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 What? Carl? What? He did what? Carl? What? Carl? Carl. And she's like, he's
so
gonna
wrong,
get it. And okay, I feel like she did stand up for herself somewhat, but she's also such
a
pushover.
Let's
too.
Wait. Okay. No, okay. Well, okay. Okay. So Carl gets the IV doc to come. Like he admits that he blacked out or he blames it on a blackout.
Yeah.
Wink, gets wink. His IV. He like has so much, you can feel his anxiety. Like he's like, I'm a douche.
Do you think it was because, do you think it's because of what he did to Lauren or because it was national TV?
Both.
Okay.
And he's doing this in like the brightest neon shirt ever. He's like,
which is probably not good for a hangover.
He's like, I've had such an emotional day and I look like such a jerk. That was the key words. Looks like such a jerk. Yeah. Yeah, you did. Mm-hmm. And he knows he looks like a jerk. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, he's on Watch What Happens Live saying he's had fivesomes.
Yeah, so I don't think he's that hurt.
He's a bad guy, but he does apologize. Mm-hmm. And no, I felt like I was like, thank God, Lauren, you said no, though. Like, I have too much self-respect and I deserve better than this. And
she
walked away.
When they had that dinner, though, she sat next to him at the dinner. They were like still touchy-feely. And I was like,
okay, so I think I know something about me and you.
Uh-oh.
We hold grudges.
What?
Okay.
No.
Yes. Yes. Okay. We hold grudges, and if someone says sorry to me, I don't really care. Like,
I can forgive, but I won't forget.
I know
that's a Hills reference. That's a Hills reference.
Oh God, Elsie's pregnant.
Exactly.
She's pregnant.
And
but
so is Whitney Port. The Hills and the City.
Yeah, no, okay. I know.
Okay, glad so, you know. So you're just saying, like, I'll forgive you, but I know what you're capable of, that you're not going to cross
no,
me
but
twice.
I think these people, like, in all of these reality shows, can quickly move on and move forward and hang out with these people. And I can't do that.
Well, if I
don't,
I mean,
like
Vanderpump,
you, I want to be around with you.
Vanderpump is the biggest example of that. It's like, you fucked my boyfriend. I'm so glad we're best friends again.
I mean, that is so psychotic. Never. I could never.
It's so strange. Let's move on to Vanderpump, because I'm just, like, upset about Summer House being over, that I can't actually close our conversation on Summer House. I just need to
hopefully it's a be continued.
Yeah, it's like we need winter apartment now. We went from Summer House, we need winter apartment. And let's go into Vanderpump. We're going to do what Vanderpump did with for Summer House, and we're going to go into Vanderpump, though. We're going to go backwards. Okay. It opens up with Tom Sandoval, who knew he was a jack of all trades? He can play the trumpet. He can play the trumpet.
I didn't know.
Also, why does he own a trumpet? Why does he have a braid guy? Sometimes we cannot answer questions.
And now he has, like, highlighted hair.
Uh-huh. Oh, those are the extensions. Are the extensions.
He's going to be Caitlyn Jenner. I keep on saying it.
You not see his new haircut on Snapchat? He now has, like, Dumb and Dumber, Jim Carrey's character. I think of his name?
Like Harry Lloyd. A bowl cut.
Yes, a straight up bowl cut.
Ugh.
It's something. Okay. Yeah. What do you think of the bridesmaids' dresses? Those things were so ugly. I'm like, Katie, okay, can you have some taste?
I have not been to a wedding in years that the bridesmaid dresses are all the same. You get what looks good on
I don't even care if they're same all color. The same, as long as they're cute. Like, those were, and the shoes
so
with, like, the
so
ballet
tacky.
Slip, the ballet, like, stilettos. I was like, what is going on? This is the ugliest thing. But what do we expect from Katie, who has no fashion sense? And she's like, these dresses look so good. I'm like, when you fell off that skylight, did you go blind?
No, like,
did you go blind? Did your eyes switch sides? Like,
they're straight up trash. I mean, whose family isn't coming to their wedding? Like, his
that is so strange.
Brothers and the dad aren't coming.
And it's like, okay, if that's
supposed to be like some trust fund, I thought he was from a trust fund.
Well, I thought it was weird that the triplets all live in a room together at the house, and they had said that the dad's had a fear of flying. So, like, don't you have the wedding in Florida then? Like, you make
they
sure your
like,
family
had it, like,
be
an
there.
Hour outside of Tahoe.
They're trash. They probably all stayed at Stassi's house too. Oh no, wait, I actually thought it was weird that they were all like that the bride and groom were all staying in the same house as everybody. Like, don't you want they just
like,
don't want to be alone
cabins.
They don't want to be alone.
I think they just wanted like a camping weekend,
I guess so. But, like, Jax has been the
let's
voice.
Let's go camping for our wedding.
Jax has been the voice of reason this whole season. Like, I don't know what's going on. I feel so uncomfortable. Like, it's so weird how much
he
of the voice
speaks
of reason.
The truth. He speaks
okay.
the truth.
So before they go off to the wedding, like, they're in Sir or whatever, and Sheena tells Jax and Brittany that he's, like, that she's going to go check on the fertility doctor or whatever. And Jax
Meanwhile,
is, like,
we
pretty
know
sure
she's already...
Oh, yeah.
Meanwhile, we know she's, like, divorced.
Dating Amber Valletta's brother. Yeah. But he's, like, pretty sure Shay has to be in the room for them to have kids. I'm like, Jax, are you smart or somebody feeding you these lines?
He got a great publicist this season.
Great publicist. What did you think of Stassi's photo shoot?
She looked skinnier to me.
Yeah, right? I was like, is she just wearing horrible clothing, like, all the time?
Maybe that, like, high neck turtlenecks aren't doing it for her.
What about that sheer bodysuit, though?
That was not the best look.
I didn't
but
understand
I thought
it because
her
boobs weren't looking good in that, and I just wasn't sure what was going on. We finally got the return of James and Lala. We got the return of both of them. James has been gone for, like, weeks.
I kind of, like, felt bad for James. Like, I think those are real tears, not crocodile
I feel
tears.
Bad for him because I think he, like, got caught up in the fame. And he's probably been blowing a lot of coke up his nose. And, you know, the lifestyle has hit him. And, you know, now he doesn't work at Sir or Pump.
Well, Well, drinking that brown water will do it to you.
But Raquel's face is like the weirdest. I don't understand. Her bottom lip has to go over her top teeth. It's like the strangest thing. Go back and watch. It's like... You can't see what I'm doing, but I'm showing you my...
It's accurate. It's accurate.
Okay. And then Lala comes back and like apologizes to Ariana and apologizes to like Lisa. What was the outfit she came to apologize in? Was a...
Well, all I kept on looking at was both of their hair colors and thinking, I want my hair look like that.
Oh my God. I was thinking how horrible Lala's color was.
So... Oh, I thought hers and Ariana's looked the same.
Oh, I thought Lala's looked real yellow.
Lala's nails are awful. They're like 3 inches long. They're so disgusting. I don't know how people deal with that.
I don't either. People at my work have them. I'm like, I can't even pick up a piece of paper with my itty bitty chewed up nails. How do people do things with like 3 inch long? Like, how do you type? How do you do anything? How do you text? How do you go to the bathroom?
Have no nails.
How do you go to the bathroom?
No, that I don't want to know.
Maybe, don't act like you haven't thought about it.
Maybe she doesn't go to the bathroom.
Well, I feel like that's defying logic and science, and I'm into it. I just don't know how it works. Okay, so then when we go to like, Katie and Tom have to pay their final bill, which is that, like, something that happens? As one who's never been married, they were like, let me sign the check. $51,000? That's without the bridesmaids, like, the dress, the cake that they had to bring themselves with their piñata. It's without all this money. And it's like, what are you paying $51,000 for on a Wednesday?
But I think that's like how much a wedding cost.
No. It was on my Wednesday.
It was on a Wednesday?
Yes, Mary. It was on a Wednesday. Where have you been?
Oh, gosh.
I mean, are you looking forward to the wedding next week? Is next week the finale? Are we done with Vanderpump next week? Oh, but then we'll have like 3 weeks of reunion. Great.
No, the reunions are always my favorite. They like are so confrontational and mean to each other. It's fantastic.
Oh, I know. Okay. Well, we end the episode with...
Do you
with
think the brothers...
Making
the
their
brothers flight? Will make it? Yeah.
I mean, yes, they have to, right? I'm curious to see what these triplets look like. I'm curious, but I guess maybe
we'll rate them next week.
Yeah, we'll rate them. Yes, I love that. That's perfect. Okay, let's go. Let's travel to Hong Kong.
Okay. I loved it. Personally, I would never want to go there, but that's not me. I mean,
why would you not want to go? What if it was an all expense paid trip and you could stay at the Island Shangri-La?
I would go.
Okay. Okay, good. What if you could go on a junk boat? Because
it takes super convincing.
What if you could have a lookbook that's in color and spiral bound that has your day's outfits?
That is insane.
It's so good.
Let's talk about her glam squad and everything about that. Like,
how much do you think it costs?
How much does she pay these people?
I mean, I can't imagine that they're doing it for like $50,000. They're on her payroll, right? Or they're on Mr. Girardi's payroll.
But then it's like they get to do all these amazing things.
Yeah, they get to travel. Like Clyde, he was back. He came from Georgia. He's getting her ready for Hong Kong. Like, and she flew like 4 people out there. A trip to Hong Kong is probably not getting paid by Bravo for your extras.
Right. I also, like, these people, I've taken first class one time in my life. Mm-hmm. And taking first class is a game changer. Like
that's like going internationally?
On a plane first class. Yeah. Going on a plane first class internationally, that's like, you literally basically get a bed to sleep on.
I took first class once to Salt Lake City. Life-changing. Life-changing.
90
You're
minutes.
Right.
90
You're,
minutes.
If that. It was life-changing.
You're so like, give me all the wine. It's free.
They're like, you're 19. I'm like, okay, well, just let me know next time. If this was international, you would have given it to me. So I had dreams.
No,
I have dreams.
No, I like flew back from Bali and they're like, do you want some Haagen-Dazs? I'm like, yeah, I want Haagen-Dazs. Like, more red wine? Sure, fill me up. I was like, I'm going to take my 3 Benadryl right now. I'm going to pass out for 5 of these hours. But then I like wanted to be awake because I was like,
you want to take advantage of all the amenities. Yeah, for sure, for sure. Okay. Okay, we keep getting off the beaten path here. We need to come back. back. We need to come back. Okay. So what did you think then of everybody's outfits? Well, let's go back to the glam squad though. So she flies them out. They're all on Mr. Girardi's payroll. Like, that's got to be what, $500,000 a year, right? At least.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Well, one day we too might have that, or hope to be part of a glam squad. I am hoping that my sister becomes famous and I can ride her coattails to the end.
But we're going to make it first.
Oh, right. That's right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Age before beauty. I'm going first. But okay, everybody like shows up to the airport and I'm like, why do people insist on wearing these ridiculous outfits to travel in? Erica's got it right. She's queen. She knows that glam squad made sure she had her. That was probably like a Yeezy outfit.
Oh my gosh. So she's like, God, clearly I'm going to sleep. I'm going to wear my sweat outfit. It was only $1,400.
Yeah. I love Erica. She also did in the episode later too. She goes, when they were like all coming down to go on that junk boat or whatever, she's like, oh, this isn't a contest about who's the most fabulous. I win every time. And I was like, you definitely do. You win.
Wait, they definitely did not coordinate for the junk boat outfits because
Eden won her wig. She's like, why was she wearing a wig?
That was the black wig was terrible.
Was then it from the Gatsby party?
It's like, why? It's like, I'm going to go to Hong Kong and bring this black wig with cut bangs. Like,
it's like,
that was not a good choice.
That was not a Vidal Sassoon cut, I'll tell you that.
It was so weird. And then you have Lisa Rinna wearing like Converse and a gold sweater. And
she's like, I'm the homeless.
A gold bomber jacket.
I'm the homeless person of this trip. I'm like, Rinna, you're a lot more than homeless.
Wait, so I was curious. I'm like, their house is so run down. And like Harry Hamlin's owned that forever. Like where she was getting ready with the dog. It was like, what's that room? It wasn't a closet. I don't know what it was. It's like office space.
I'm worried about
and
her.
So I was
she
like,
needs friends.
Who has more money, Harry Hamlin or Lisa Rinna, and how much money do they have?
Oh, I think Lisa Rinna has more money than him, but I think he has a sentimental attachment to that house. Like, he's never getting rid of that house. And once Amelia Gray and Delilah Bell are gone, it's just going to be Harry Hamlin and Lisa Rinna.
But okay, so her net worth is $8 million.
Okay,
and his is 5.5.
Interesting.
Yeah. It's all that Depends commercials.
Yeah. Depends. She said it was seven figures.
Yeah. QVC rocking it too.
Yeah. Remember the guy from QVC told Rinna, if Harry Hamlin never wants to work another day in his life, he doesn't have to. Those dusters are selling off the shelf.
Yeah.
Okay. But I did. Well, okay. So this whole episode, I was like, wow, you know what? Dorit actually really has a great fashion sense. Like, I'm into it. I'm into her fashion. I like what she's going. And then she shows up for the junk boat in those thigh-high lace-up boots. And I was like,
Miss the boat.
Miss the boat. Miss the boat. Not to be punny, but miss the boat. Okay. And then there's this whole thing is like now that's like Pillgate. It's like Lisa's like, I have a sixth sense. You've been talking about my pills. And Dory's like, yeah, I said it was funny. She's like, it's a sixth sense. Somebody told me. She's like, who told you?
I couldn't. I was like, Rinna, sew the lip shut. I was like, Jesus. And she keeps on saying she has a sixth sense. And then she also contradicted herself and said someone told her, but then she went back to saying she had the sixth sense.
Right. It's like, which is it, Rinna?
I'm confused. But
it's so ridiculous.
I don't think anyone told her though.
Like,
because no one's owning it. They're not owning it.
Well, and it's like, no, I think it was Eden. I think Eden told her. And then Eden told her off camera. And so that's why that's why she had to go with Eden on the quote unquote hike where they took a tram up. But good thing she wore her Nikes for that. But I think Eden told her off camera, so she had to have Eden, you know, tell her on camera with her alien buns, which is just like another case of why I can't wear my alien buns anymore when that idiot has them on top of her head.
Nobody should be wearing those that are over 13.
Okay, I guess I won't be wearing them anymore. Thank you for the confirmation. But no, so I think she did that. And then like Dorit's like, I don't know what you're talking about. And I love when they do, I was waiting for the flashback, right? Because I knew they were just going to try to get somebody. And they got, and Dorit's like, yeah, we had the time of our lives. And Erica needed to step back though. I needed her to just step back.
I loved, I loved her stepping in like this.
Oh, no.
Because it was very uncharacteristic of her.
I agree. I just didn't like her getting involved in that. I wanted her to have her issue with Dorit off of Lisa Rinna. Like, everything, when her and Dorit started going at it, I was okay with it. But I didn't think she needs to defend Rinna. Rinna's lips can defend herself.
Oh, I loved her defense. And I love Erica Jane. Doesn't like her. And she's like, yeah, well, you run your mouth all the time and say nothing smart. And
yeah.
I talk a little bit. And
she's like, I do important bitch. Shit. You talk boring shit.
Yeah.
And she doesn't like your bullshit.
You said that way better.
Just scroll down the notes. Scroll down the notes. But and then we're to be continued with this fight next week. But I have to go back because I need to discuss, and I know we're trying not to talk about her because she's the fucking worst, but we have to talk about Eden bringing that guy to New York.
That is psycho.
She's a that is psycho. She's like, I'm going to be half naked in the bed. They're like, wait, what? Like, this is a bad
idea. He's getting catfished. She's getting catfished.
It's going to be a 50-year-old lesbian fat woman that walks into the room and she's like, hey, Eden. It's like, what is she doing?
It is not normal. And not for a woman of her age either.
Not even, but it's just like, that's not safe. You don't need to meet in a bed. You can meet in the hotel lobby where there's plenty of people.
Yeah.
Maybe, you know, where you can walk away. Maybe you don't house him in the hotel.
Haven't you ever seen The Craigslist Killer? Come on. Online movie.
Of course I've seen that starring starring Jake from Greek.
Oh.
Did I? Okay.
Yeah.
I love that. Okay. Also, okay, I didn't realize what the whole point of this trip was. I thought this was like to be like, stop Yulin forever. And they were going to Yulin and they were going to stop it forever. And the whole point of the trip was so that LVP could do a voiceover of a documentary. Like, you couldn't do ADR in California.
Okay. I'm so sick of Yulin forever. I feel bad for the dogs, but... Ugh. And LVP... Stop walking around in a bra. It's not okay. You're over 50 and you wear see-through blouses with white bras and I'm offended.
Well, Mary's offended. I'm tired. Let's get out of here until next week, okay?
See you in Hong Kong.
See you in Hong Kong. Thanks everybody for judging with us. We will catch you next week. We're all going to keep up with the Kardashians and me and Mary. Goodbye.
Bye.
Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like, after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10-minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10-minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listen to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or Bike Plus. You can do a rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned, We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.